I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The majority of those coming to Christ in India are Dalits, the untouchables. While this is an important group to reach, Bibles for the World is also reaching another segment of India's society through the mail. Bibles for the World's Moe Padaiti says they're reaching the readers and the leaders, and God's Word is impacting many.
Our native evangelists are making disciples of these new believers. You know, when we bring them together, they also have the opportunity to teach them the Word of God. And then they, in turn, go home and tell their families and start a little house church.
Next, despite the ceasefire in Nepal, government forces have continued to cause problems for national Christians. This conflict has been going on for 10 years now in the world's only Hindu kingdom. IN Network's Rodi Rodehaver says that they have people right in the middle of the conflict, making ministry difficult. Despite the violence and uncertainty, Rodehaver says Christians are pretty focused.
And in the midst of all of this, they are working diligently to share the gospel in any way they can. It's a great opportunity because in times like this, people ask the hard questions that are answered by the truth of the gospel.
And Purpose Driven Ministries has collected more than $1.2 million for their Adopt-a-Pastor relief effort. The program provided money for pastors' salaries and funding for Hurricane Katrina relief efforts. It's enabled more than 200 pastors and churches to keep their doors open to reach out with practical and spiritual help. Now it's phase two, the Call a Pastor program, encouraging believers to call and encourage a pastor and perhaps organize a work team to help them. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on Mission Network News or would like to support this radio ministry with a year-end gift, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. Merry Christmas. I'm Greg Yoder.